section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Aaron P. Hughes. Let's start off the show by discussing some recent news. Now, one thing we were talking about was, of course, Batista. Might retire?
Yeah, apparently he's been telling people for the past couple of years that he's thinking about retiring. And as the years go on, he's more serious about it since he's getting up there in age. He said recently he was looking at focusing on a film career, and he feels that he's accomplished everything that he can accomplish in the WWE. So what do you think? Do you think he should retire or no?
Yeah, I mean, he should retire. And the thing is, because he sucks, number one. But he actually should retire for the simple fact that, I mean, he's old. There's no other way to put it. He's old. He needs to call it a career before he gets even hurt even more than what he has. You know what? I think he had torn bicep so far of the major ones. Why not just call it a career?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, he rose up in the ranks. I mean, he did it slowly, which I have to give him credit for, because, you know, he started off as a jobber, you know, plain and simple. And yep, he worked his way up. So the other thing, too, is speaking of retiring, the Mr. McMahon gimmick is being retired. Now, Vince McMahon, you know, his Mr. McMahon, the evil boss gimmick, he started when he screwed up over Bret Hart, and he's kept it going for, you know, the past 13 years. And he said that after his match with Bret Hart, he is retiring that gimmick. So what do you think? Do you think it's a good idea?
I am so freaking happy, because it was getting annoying seeing him on TV. And the thing is, the only reason he's on TV is for an ego thing, and because he shows nothing. I don't know, like, I don't think it's awesome that he comes on TV. I'm just like, oh, look, it's Vince. It's Vince. That's all I gotta say. I mean, ridiculous.
Well, the only time it makes an impact is when he's been gone for a long time, you know. And there's been times he's been gone for months at a time, you know, like 6 months. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just comes out, which is pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, when he comes in, it's like, oh, he's a face at first, and then he decides if he's gonna turn heel or not. He should just stay heel. He should not just differentiate from the two. He should just not differentiate from the two of them. I mean, just keep either heel or face, you know.
Yeah.
And then I think I would enjoy just a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, you know, something pretty big happened this past week.
What was that? I don't know what happened. I was just completely drunk all week. What happened?
What, there's something called WrestleMania 26.
Oh, that's right. The best $64.95 I ever spent in my entire life. It was
so, you know what's funny? We talked about you know, our predictions on our WrestleMania 26 special. And
right.
I went 6 for 9, because we don't include the women's match. That one doesn't count. I went 6 for 9, and you went 7 for 9.
I know. I should have picked Cena.
We both got Triple H wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, though, you correctly got the Money in the Bank winner. You got that one correct. The other one I got wrong was Ray. The one you got wrong was Cena. So, because you picked Batista to win. So,
well, I still believe that Batista should have kept the title. But that's just me, you know.
Well, speaking of which, what about, you know, to just jump to the Triple H Sheamus feud? What do you think about that? Like, that was something where we both said you have to have Sheamus win so he is a valid contender. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what they did. Triple H doesn't want to lose, period. That's it. He just does not want to lose at WrestleMania. That's fine. Okay, he doesn't have to lose at WrestleMania. I can get over it. The thing is, all right, so he basically brings his buddy in, has him win the world title, and if you're going to keep him looking like a big guy, you have to have him win at WrestleMania, and then you move on. Well, if they're going to continue it, of course you have Triple H win, and then they continue to feud, like what he did, because he's more of a heel now, because Triple H is coming out and saying, oh, thank you, Shawn, so much, and then he gets his butt kicked. Great idea. I think great save, because if he didn't do that, Sheamus would have been another...
Well, the thing is, I really think that Sheamus should have won at WrestleMania, because then you're putting him on your main program. You know, this is out of any program you ever buy in the entire year, you buy WrestleMania. You know, you don't buy any of the other pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. And I really think that Sheamus winning would have helped him out a lot more than having him win, like, let's say, at Extreme Rules.
He will win at Extreme Rules, which is stupid. In all seriousness, it's a good save. Because him and Sheamus will feud until Money in the Bank, which is the May pay-per-view. That's fine. Okay, so you got a feud going that long. You have a program with him and Triple H, which will probably be where Triple H gets injured because, of course, Stephanie's pregnant again. And their child could be due, I think the rumor was July. So if he takes time off right before July when Sheamus ends the feud by kicking his butt completely, then it saves Sheamus. But it was also stupid because Sheamus needed to win that match. And I needed to go 9-for-8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 8-for-9.
Anyway, though, to kind of move on to something else, you know, they teased for the week before, they teased about the Money in the Bank winner would cash it in that night. Do you think that would have been a good idea
to
have Jack Swagger take out Cena or Jericho?
Well, now looking back on what has happened, I think they did it the right – I think it's done the right way. I just don't think that he really should have won it so fast. He should have waited a couple of weeks, maybe had him win it on like, you know, he'd have to beat Jericho. There's no way around it because you're not going to give the belt to Cena and then have Swagger come in all of a sudden and say, oh, hey, look, I just beat Cena, blah, 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 which I thought was going to happen because Cena did not unlock the spinner on the belt yet. That's one thing I did notice. So I thought, oh, crap, Swagger's going to come out. Then he shows up on Raw and you're like, holy crap, that's great. And then there's no match all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And that,
What I was going to say is I'm actually glad that he didn't cash it in that night because them talking about it nonstop is just like, oh, come on. Like, you're telling us maybe he would cash it in that night, you know, basically telling us that he's going to, you know. So I'm glad that they did that. I'm glad that they kind of, you know, made a little swerve, so to speak. So, but. Mm. Here was one of the things I said was going to be the huge match at WrestleMania. Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon. What'd you think?
It was stupid. That had to have been the worst match of the night. I'm even saying the women's match. I thought it was horrible. All it was the beatdown. He basically said, Bret, you can kick my ass, you know, three ways from Sunday, and he did. And that's all it was. And, you know, the chair shots after the 15th one, I was like, does he really need to do it a couple more times? And he did, of course. But, you know, at some point he should have stopped. And I understand, okay, so Bret got his revenge, quote unquote, and now the hearts are now bigger.
Well, here's what my thought was on it. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It was just a beatdown. Why not have an actual wrestling match? I understand it was no holds barred, but I mean, come on, just have a normal wrestling match. Let Vince McMahon get the upper hand before Bret Hart does his five moves of doom, you know, and then wins.
Mm-hmm.
Why make it this big beatdown? To be honest, I was so looking forward to this match, and it was like, what the hell happened, you know? But, you know, you did bring something up about the women's match, and there is one thing that I was actually really proud of at the end of the women's match. Now, most of the time, you know, the refs know exactly what the ending's going to be, so that way they can count to three and do it, you know, convincingly. At the very end, Vicky Guerrero does the hog splash off the top rope. The ref goes and starts going 1, 2, and then he stopped counting because
her shoulder
Vicky
came up.
The girl. Yeah.
That's the thing. As soon as the shoulder came up, they had to do something, dude.
Yeah, he stopped because he said, look, there's air under there. And
yeah, that's what I know, dude. I couldn't believe it either.
I was so happy about that. So the fact that the referee actually called the match, quote unquote, how it was supposed to be. So, but anyway, moving on though, what did you think of the World Championship matches, the two of them?
I thought it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed Jericho's match with Edge, which I don't think Edge actually landed a spear on him that entire match.
At the end,
he did. Oh, I thought he missed it. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, that was actually a good match. And then Cena Batista was actually pretty good too. I didn't like the fact that Cena came out with the Air Force. I can't think what they're called. Air Force something. Ochi knew about it because he was talking about them. But yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Yeah, I thought that was a little over. I mean, it was kind of neat because I didn't know that they had like a Marine, like, you know, the Marines do their thing. And I didn't realize that the Air Force had one as well. So I was kind of learning experience a little bit for me. But I mean, actually, all the matches were actually good. Like, I can actually say that I enjoyed watching all of them, minus the women's match, actually, because that was just...
It was thrown in there. It was pointless. Yeah.
But the other matches were really good. I was actually impressed. I actually, for the first time, I was sitting there talking to Doug about it, and I told him, I go, this is the first time I can actually say I enjoyed this pay-per-view. I haven't been able to say that forever. All the WrestleMania...
One of the things I was going to say about the world title matches, I agree with you, except for with Jericho and Edge, they did have some timing errors I noticed, which was unfortunate because other than that, the match was good. You did call the spear into the Codebreaker. Got to give you credit for it.
Yep.
But, it was interesting because the main event was the third time in WrestleMania history was not for a world championship. It was HBK Taker. Now, I'm assuming you're probably in the same boat I am, was not nearly as good as it was last year. But did you think it was good, though? Do you think the match?
Oh, yeah. I was actually impressed. I missed the entrance because I figured Taker would catch on fire again. So I didn't want to be there. So I was outside, doing my thing. And all of a sudden, I get in. I was like, holy crap, he made it to the ring already. And he doesn't need water yet. But anyways, like, just the match itself, I missed him going old school, quote unquote. But that was the only thing I really missed. But after that, I mean, the match was actually decent. Last year's was really good, but this came really close to last year's match. I mean, really close. All the moves, and when Taker jumped for the final tombstone, and he jumped in the air. We kept watching the replay over and over again because we're like, did he really? And then finally, we're like, oh no, head didn't hit. And I was like, thank goodness, because he jumped pretty high for that guy. That big of a guy.
Yeah, to be honest, I actually didn't care for the match. I was really disappointed with it. There were so many things that I did not care for. So grade-wise, I know you were saying it was really good. I mean, for a normal pay-per-view, I'd probably give it a B, But for a WrestleMania pay-per-view, I'm actually going to give it a C.
Are you crazy?
I did not care for
you it. You are an idiot then, Aaron. Come on, that was a great pay-per-view, dude. I have to give that a solid A, like an A-.
Well,
A-. I can't give it an A, I'm sorry, because the women's match, but a definite A-. A pay-per-view, that would have been an A++ pay-per-view. But for WrestleMania, that was an A-, definitely, because there's so many things that I remember that I'll always remember with 26. So, you saying that it sucks, I just can't agree with you, dude. I really can't. I think you're wrong. I really think you're wrong.
Well, That's the funny thing, because one of the things I noticed was on most of our grades we've given, they're normally really close, like within like half a grade or a grade point, But this is one of those that we're gonna have to.
I'm gonna say that this was way better than last year's, and 24 and 23, and I think 22 as well. I mean, it was, in all seriousness, like the last last WrestleMania I remember that was good. I think it was the one in Chicago, 21 or 22, 21 or 22, whichever one was in Chicago.
I think 22 was.
Okay, but yeah, I that was the last one I thought was good. I haven't thought any of them been good since. They've all been... last year I was just like, this thing sucks.
Yeah, anyways. Well, and we had a couple of Twitter responses too. We had Kim. She responded to us saying that she thought it was really good, but it was kind of predictable. And she said that the Money in the Bank ladder match pissed her off and that they need to push Christian, which, I said that I think Christian's going to win. The other thing too was Pro Wrestling Dragon commented, and they said that they were really looking forward to the show. They thought that the matches were really good, and another classic match between HBK and Taker. And then we got one of ours retweeted, one of our messages retweeted, which is the best sign of the night. Batista likes fish sticks. So, and if you guys don't get the joke, it's from an episode of South Park. Just go watch it. So. However, though, moving on, Raw.
Okay, here's my thing. The Raw after WrestleMania always has sucked. I can't think of one. Ever since I've been watching since 2000, since Hardcore 2001, since I was watching them all the time, every show, doesn't matter what, I don't remember a Raw being good after the pay-per-view. I remember Nitros, a lot of them being good, but I don't remember a lot of Raws. My thing is that this one was a really good show for after WrestleMania, because I thought it was going to suck, because they always suck. Last week's Raw wasn't the greatest, but this one I thought was going to suck. I really thought it was going to suck, and then all of a sudden, what I can't remember, it started out with what, Batista coming out in the spotlight, and then him and Cena doing his thing, and then it's over with. That's how it starts. I thought really good. I was really impressed. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually, surprisingly, I really enjoyed this Raw quite a bit. We already talked about like Triple H coming out and getting bashed in the head by Sheamus. One of the things I wanted to mention, though, was that, I was looking back through and, you know, they're pushing these people to go after the title, which is something we talked about the past couple weeks. I was looking and Triple H has not gone long without a title reign. He really hasn't normally. However, though, he is coming up on a full year since he has had the title, because he lost it last year in April of 2009.
Okay.
Do you think he's ready for another title reign?
He doesn't need it. There's no reason to push him again.
I agree. He doesn't
I think Kane should have the championship before Triple H gets it again.
Highly, highly agreed, which is something we'll have to talk about when we get to the SmackDown segment.
Yeah. One thing I will say, getting away from Triple H, because I don't want to talk about it anymore. Heart Dynasty, I like what they're doing with them. Brett came out, said his quote-unquote farewell, and he came out and hung out at the match. And I thought that was really, really cool because, you got your last, you have British Bulldog's son, and then you have the last... the last graduate of the... I can't see. This is why I should actually read up more.
Of the dungeon.
Thank you. It's one of those days, dude. It's just one of those days. But yeah, he was the last graduate of the dungeon. And of course, you have Anvil's daughter out there. And it's kind of neat because they've always been heels. And all of a sudden you bring them onto Raw and then now they're faces because Brett's there. And that's great. If they can continue with that momentum, I think that you can still have legitimate tag teams in the WWE. It would take a stretch, but you had the Heart Dynasty number one. Maybe you get another Heart member to come back. You never know. I think they're going the right direction now.
And you know what? I actually really agree with you. The thing they did with the Heart Dynasty, I think, really propelled them. You have Bret Hart, who is, for the majority of his time there, he's always been a face. And you have him come out and have him, really push these guys up, because Bret Hart with them pushed them up, like on a scale of 1 to 100, if they're like at 50, they're at 60 now,
Right.
Their face turn puts them at like 70, They're jumping. They like leapfrogged the expectations I had for them last week, So I really think their face turn is a good thing. But what do you think about Orton turning face? Do you think that's a good thing?
No. This sounds really bad. But Orton as a face doesn't seem right to me, because usually when you have that guy who look kind of is like a lizardly, if that makes sense, like, kind of slimy, the way he walks, and then the tattoos, to me, he still looks like a heel. I mean, I know that he's, supposed to be a face now, but to me, I look at him as a heel still. But it's also kind of good, because now you have another face in the spotlight, so you can have him basically come over really. I think that he'll be a face for probably 6 months and he'll go back to a heel, because he is the perfect heel. There's some people who can be the perfect face and there's some people who can be the perfect heel, and he is a perfect heel.
Yeah. Cena is a constant face. Stone Cold, constant face. Orton, though, he is a constant heel to me. And I think what they should have done with his feud with Legacy is he should have out-heeled them and made them from heels to tweeners to faces, is what I think they should have done. But, they really, realistically on Raw, you only have two face main eventers in Cena and Triple H. Now you're adding Orton into the mix, So, mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they were looking to do, But sure. Anyway, though, what do you think about Swagger in the main event?
Did he look good? I thought he looked okay. I still don't think that he's where he needs to be, like wrestling wise, and I think he probably needs some more training. Like I look at him, I'm like, okay, he could be a face of a champion. He's basically like Andre the Giant, but like 6'1", because his face is all messed up and he can't think right. But like I just look at him and say, I see the potential. I see the potential. But they're not using him properly. That's how I get it. That's what I think of him.
You know, I don't think that he looked that good in the main event. I think that he looked a little awkward. Kind of. It reminded me a lot of back in like 2000 when you had Scotty Too Hotty and what the hell was his other name?
Rikishi? Rikishi? Scotty Too Hotty? Scotty Too Hotty, Brian Christopher.
Yes. Grandmaster Sexay. Yes. They did a program, I remember, where they were in a main event match with The Rock. And they just looked awkward being out there, you know? They were a tag team that were, you know, great for the middle hour. You know, they were perfect for that because they got your energy going and they were fun to see. But they didn't look like main event material. And I think Swagger, while he looks more main event, he looked a little awkward, personally, in my opinion. So, but the thing is, though, Raw, like you said, overall was great. I would give it probably an A minus or B plus. I'd probably do A minus, I would say. Since because it, I was disappointed with WrestleMania myself, you know. So I would say A minus.
I honestly got to continue with an A, with definitely an A, a solid A, because I thought that the show. I mean, I watched the show. I mean, it was over an hour I watched Raw. It was amazing. Like, I thought at first, I was like, am I high or am I drunk? No, I actually enjoyed the show. And then I made sure that I wasn't high or drunk because I enjoy the show. Because usually I'm fast forwarding and complaining. I'm like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? I'm like, this. I kept on saying, this is what they should do. And then they did. And I was like, this is what they should do. And then they did. And I was like, okay, they are doing exactly what you're supposed to do as a wrestling company after your biggest event of the year. I'm still in shock. I'm still in shock.
Agree.
But
Actually on a side note, I want to say is I live on the West Coast and you know, you live in the Midwest. Right. And so we get our program 3 hours after it airs. The really funny thing is though, I've actually been able to watch Raw on YouTube. So for all our West Coast listeners, if you know, when Raw after it goes off the air, you know, in the Eastern and Central Standard Time, go on YouTube. You can actually find it there. So I've been happy with that. But SmackDown, you know, there's big news, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But R-Truth and Morrison are staying together as a tag team. Do you like that?
I do. I think that they can do something for each other. But I also think I think it's more because, okay, John Morrison's going to do most of the matches because R-Truth has to deal with the stuff on NXT. So I see why they're doing it. I think once he's done with NXT and he goes and Morrison has nothing with NXT as well, I think you'll see more of a program with them. And then of course the ultimate breakup, which you know happens. And then of course I think that Morrison will come out as the heel because I think he is a better heel than a face. And R-Truth of course has to be a face because otherwise when he comes out and does his you know what's up stuff, the crowd's not going to interact with him. They're going to be like, he's going to yell, "What's up?" And they're going to hear, "Chirp, chirp, chirp." You know,
I completely agree with you on that whole thing. Just to throw that out there. So, what do you think about Taker? What is next for him? You know, I mean, is there anything? I mean, is he going to go after the world title now, or what?
Well, here's the thing: we didn't talk about HBK on Raw. I mean, he did his whole speech thing, said he was sorry, and Taker came out, and for Taker to quote unquote save face, he did the whole tip in the cowboy hat thing, and then walks back. Which okay, so he's still still a tweener then at that time. I think it was good that he did it, but. You know, Taker, what do you have him do next? I mean, he quote unquote retired someone.
Well, I mean, he was talking about retiring himself, you know, so it's like, well, might as well. You know, I mean, he was saying he's going to take time off no matter what, you know. So on SmackDown, you know, if you include like CM Punk and Rey Mysterio in the main event now, you know, you have Jericho, you have Edge, and, you know, something that we're going to get to in a little bit is, you know, the new champion. So but yeah. You know, you spoke about on Raw Kane deserving the title.
I should have read the notes beforehand.
I was thinking about this, and I don't think he held the ECW title, but before that, the last time he held a championship, it was in like 98-99 when he beat Stone Cold, and then Stone Cold beat him the next night for the title. I mean, I agree. He deserves a title at least for a couple months, you know? Let him run with it.
Even if he had the IC title or like the United States Heavyweight Championship, either title would be fine with me, but he needs something. personally, that's my opinion, but he I think he deserves it. He's in a working hoss. I mean, he even had the stuff with was it Katie Vick or something like that, or you know, he had to deal with that stuff with his dead ex-girlfriend. He had to put up with that crap and he still didn't have a belt. But he definitely needs a belt around that waist.
Yeah. Do you think that they're going to push Ray and Punk into the world title bouts?
I think now they will. I think now they will because of what happened. I mean, you need guys that, like, a worker can work with certain people all the time and not have any problems. But it seemed that, you know, like you said, Swagger looked a little weird in the main event. You know, I think it's more he was nervous because he's never wrestled the guys. And, of course, Sheamus, he's already wrestled these guys. So him, it's not a big deal. He's like, oh, I've wrestled that guy. No biggie. You know, I'll just wrestle him. But for someone like Swagger, who's been up and coming, and then he finally all of a sudden says, hey, you're going to be wrestling with Triple H and Batista and Cena, and you're like, what? Like, you know, he's just surprised. So, yeah, one thing that I couldn't believe you told me, and I thought you were kidding because of my issue, which I'll talk about later, Swagger won the title.
He
cashed it in. The money in the bank is no longer there.
2 days afterwards, he cashes it in. And he wins the title from Jericho, which Jericho, you know, I was going back and I was thinking about other things that he's done. He's put over so many freaking people. He lost to R-Truth. He's lost to Shelton Benjamin. He's lost to Rey Mysterio and CM Punk and all of these competitors to put them over. You know, I mean, he is a world-class competitor and a smart businessman, I think, because he could refuse. He could have been like, no, I'm not going to put over, you know, Jack Swagger. That's stupid, you know? But no, he went ahead, put him over, and he lost the title to him. So do you think it's smart to give him it so soon, though?
No, I think that he needed more work. He needs to be more polished. But, I mean, it's like the whole Sheamus thing. I mean, he's basically becoming Sheamus. You know, like, to me, Jack Swagger just got onto SmackDown. He's on Raw.
He's on Raw.
Okay, so he just got onto Raw, and then all of a sudden he wins Money in the Bank. In order to build him up properly, I think he should have held on to it and done the whole, like we talked about this, I think yesterday, done the whole Edge thing, have it for 9 months, and then all of a sudden cash in at one of the pay-per-views. That's what the smarter thing would have been to do, but of course they wanted to rush it, and I think it may work, but it's not the right thing to do. I mean, what do you think?
Well, what I would have done if I were WWE, next pay-per-view, you have Edge versus Jericho in like a ladder match, let's say, because they would probably excel in that. You have them, you know, go and it's a hellacious match and you have Edge win. You have Edge win the belt and he is just so excited about it, you know, and it's like, oh, I haven't had this title for a year and whatnot. And then you hear Swagger's music. You tease it for an entire month. You know, you have Swagger go and say, you know, I'm Mr. Money in the Bank. You know, I can cash this in whenever I want. And then you have him cash it in there. Huge heel move. Huge heel move. And it propels him up. That's what I would have done. So, but what do you say grade-wise, though, for SmackDown?
SmackDown after the pay-per-view, I'm going to have to give it a B. You know, it was a decent show, but a B is, I think, the highest I could go on this. Lowest, I still think of maybe a C+, but I'm going to have to go with, like, straight in the middle, B.
I agree with you, B all the way. So, NXT, you know, not talk about the matches because, I mean, the matches, you know, you guys are watching them anyway. But talking about the news. Now, in 6 weeks, the lowest-ranked NXT rookie will be voted off of the show, and this will be done until one guy is left. So what they're saying then is that there's, what, 16 weeks left of the show?
No. Actually, they said they're going to wait till they get to the final four, and then the final four, I think, go at it at a match.
Okay.
I think that's how it was supposed to do. But, yeah, it's basically where you eliminate till you get down to four. So basically in – 10 weeks are going to be down to only four wrestlers that can compete on, I think is what they're trying to, they haven't said that, but I think that's what they're meaning by it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, do you think it's smart for the winner to get the title shot?
Well,
like a major title shot.
Well, that's the thing. They said title shot, but they didn't say if it was the heavyweight, the WWE or the IC or the US belt or the women's belt. They never said which belt it was, which I thought was kind of weird.
Women's belt.
Well, yeah, wasn't Oklahoma the women's champ for a little bit?
He was. Santino.
Yes, that is true. But yeah, they just get a shot at a belt, and I think it's okay. But I think I see where it's going. I have a major thing that I have to think through, but I think I know what they're going to end up doing by with that title shot. Because,
well, I think that if they do a middle, you know, the middleweight, the U.S. or the Intercontinental title, I'm actually all for that because that's going to propel them up. I don't think a world title shot because, you know, Daniel Bryan against Cena, let's say, you know, it just doesn't – it seems a little off, you know. And while Daniel Bryan is a better wrestler, Cena has that star power, you know. So I think it's a little off. But they did a ranking system, and Daniel Bryanson was number one.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Now here's my question. Do you think the ranking is actually real or is it storyline? Because that just seems weird.
It's all storyline. Everything about that is storyline. There's no realism whatsoever. It's storyline.
I actually thought it was real because I thought that people were looking and being like, well, out of all these people, Daniel Bryanson is actually a real wrestler. You know, he graduated from Shawn Michaels Academy. He's been around the world wrestling. You know, he's actually the person who should make it. So I thought it was real. But do you think that, you know, is there a reason they put him as number one? Is WWE actually trying to build him up or what?
I think the WWE is, because it makes sense now what they've been trying to do. They basically put you at the bottom and make you make it so you work your way up. And with that, the fans will see that, oh, man, look what he's done, but look what he can do in the ring. It's so great. It reminds me of the Amazing Red when he was in TNA when he first started. That's what it reminds me of because, you know, Amazing Red was great and everyone loved him, but he always put people over. That's what, you know, I have to look up his name because Daniel Bryan is doing. Sorry, I keep thinking Bryan Danielson. But anyways, so Daniel Bryan, yeah, I think it's more storyline, but I also think it's real, though.
Yeah, so... grade wise, you know, I'd probably give it a B minus, C plus.
B minus, definitely. I don't want to give it a C plus, but B minus is right where I think it needs to be. There was only two matches, so it's kind of a throwaway show for after WrestleMania. But they had nothing to do with WrestleMania, so
that's true.
But you know,
but you know who you know what you could do though, if you really love WrestleMania, you could make a website for WrestleMania and dedicate it to it. And do you know how you could do that, Andy?
Yes, if you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you get an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Okay, so I'm not going to lie about this at all. Actually, I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought TNA sucked.
So this Wolfpack stuff is boring. It's annoying. And I really think that they need to get rid of Scott Hall. I think Xbox could have, or Six, or whatever you want to call them, could have a program there. And I think Kevin Nash, as a mentor, could have a program there too. Scott Hall has he's a waste of space. And
yes, he is.
I like Scott Hall when you know I was younger, but he's a waste of space. Wolfpack, boring.
Definitely, dude. I got nothing to say about it. It's just stupid. And I noticed that basically they're just continuing storylines this week, which I thought was kind of weird because wasn't this a live show?
No. This is a tape.
Okay, so that makes sense because I was trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, all they did here was continue the storyline, which is fine. I mean, I think that's all good and well. But since they were just continuing the storylines, I was just like, okay, so. I didn't care for the show that much. I just have to give the show actually a C minus because it was, to me, it did nothing.
It was actually their worst show I think I've ever seen. I would give it a D plus. You know, there were some good matches, you know, and I mean, you know, when you see Jeff Hardy and RVD in the ring together, I mean, that's just awesome. And, you know, like I said last week, I think they should do that all the time. But the show itself, I was just bored. I was bored to tears. So
me too.
Which brings us to our you know, our final segment, which is what are you watching? So, you know, the opening bout from Monday Night Wars, of course, the opening bout, you have Cena and Batista promo or the Hulk Hogan promo.
Oh, Cena Batista. What are you? Cena Batista.
Same here. 1 hour mark, women's match on Raw, the six woman match on Raw, or Tara versus Daphne.
First
in
blood, dude. Definitely. That's what I watched.
That to me, like, is, I mean, that's edgy. To have a women's match that's first blood.
Oh, so yeah.
I definitely watching them. Mm-hmm. Final match, main event, Shawn Michaels farewell, or Hardy, RVD, and Eric Young versus Wolfpack.
Well, here's what I did. I actually was flipping back and forth, and finally I left it on Michaels farewell.
I would, as a casual wrestling fan, you're going to watch Michaels. If you want to watch some awesome wrestling, you're going to watch, you know, RVD and Hardy. But the thing is, though, they're going up against the Wolfpack, so I don't really care. I'd watch Shawn Michaels. So final verdict, WWE or TNA?
WWE. Well,
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Like, so. This is my thing, Aaron. I couldn't believe, like, I still can't get over how good Raw was. Like, and WrestleMania. I mean, even all the stuff that happened, on Friday and basically is now kind of back to normal right now. Even after all that, I sat there and was like, wow. This was actually good viewing for a change, because they've had crappy Raws and crappy SmackDowns, crappy Impacts. All of a sudden, they're like, hey, we're going to go ahead and do it the right way. And I am still amazed. I mean, still amazed. What I wanted, like, I know you tweeted out about this, and I want to go over this real fast. I actually had some major problems with my laptop. I thought the motherboard went out, the hard drive went out, basically all this other stuff that could go wrong with your laptop, and right when you needed it, that's when it went wrong. So we couldn't even chat during WrestleMania, which sucked. But it turns out that my laptop, all it was after everything they replaced on it and all the parts I got today that were replaced as well, it turns out that all I had was a bad hard drive. Well, here's the ironic thing. On Saturday, after it went out, we went to Best Buy, and I got a bad hard drive from Best Buy, too. Otherwise, I would have been up all week. But I just wanted to go over that. That's because we weren't able to post a couple shows for Section 86, and off the mark, we couldn't record well until now. So I want to say sorry. We could have had the show out. Actually, we'd had the show out really early opposed to a little late, but whatever. Crap happens. But anyway, so this week in wrestling, I will say as a hardcore wrestling fan, I was very happy.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is this was a good week to be a wrestling fan. I really do. I really feel that. So.
Yeah, but so we're going to go ahead and cut it actually kind of normal length, which I was talking to you about this earlier. I was like, you know, our show this week is going to be like 2.5 hours long. Instead, we got it around the 40-minute mark, so I'm pretty happy about that. Anyways, I want to say thanks to all our listeners out there, we appreciate you down on the show. We'd love to get number one on iTunes, but of course that'll never happen. But we're really happy with everyone who's downloaded from us. And all the people who have been actually tweeting as well, which I'm really happy about, too. You've got a lot of tweets. I'm excited about that. So, and we actually had some people wish me a happy birthday, which I appreciate. On Wednesday, I turned 31, so I'm now officially old and the same age as my wife. So it was a great week. Also, I want to say thanks to A6 Productions for the editing of the show and Section A6 for hosting our show and putting out other great shows as well. But, of course, Aaron, thanks for coming on as well. I appreciate you. All right.
Yep, not a problem.
And until next time, I'm tagging out.